here on the Area Game of the Week, our kickoff to the 2022 season. Madison here at Hartford. Coin toss just concluded a moment ago. Hartford will receive to start this ball game. It looks like we might be getting underway a little early here, which don't think that's going to bother anybody as everyone's waited long enough for the season to begin. We'll get you your starting lineups brought to you by Heartland Office Systems, serving Emporia and surrounding areas with state-of-the-art copier and printer equipment and service you can count on. Heartland Office Systems wishes all area athletes the best of luck in all their endeavors. First, for the offense of the Jaguars, they'll be sending out the senior at quarterback, Allie Smith. Freshman Simon Blankley will be the running back. Receivers Tyson Bolson, Keenan Renner. Bolson the sophomore, Renner the freshman. Sophomore Nolan Trester at tight end. The left guard, Duncan Baker. Right guard, Blaine McComsey. And the center, freshman Dayton Wilson. The defense for Madison. The ends, Lane Darbrough, Jesse Schneider. Nose guard, Packer Bollinger. The backs, Gavin Ish, Gannon Pyle, Hayden Helm, Gavin Ish, and Bryson Turner. Those are your starting lineups. Again, brought to you by Heartland Office Systems, serving Emporia and surrounding areas with state-of-the-art copier and printer equipment and service you can count on. Heartland Office Systems wishes all area athletes best of luck in all their endeavors. Teed up and kicked away. It's a booming kick by the junior Lane Darbrough. It'll go out of the end zone. A touchback for Hartford to start this one off.
I think that's definitely a key kickoff right there. The more you can put in the end zone and the less you let Allie Smith touch the ball, I think that's a better deal.
You know, last time I saw somebody boom one away like that, Chase Harrison was suited up for Madison.
Yes.
Darbrough stepping into that role, and those are some big cleats to fill. He's done it well thus far. So now Hartford will have it at the 15-yard line. Pistol formation for the Jaguars. Allie Smith in the backfield, Tyson Bolson. There's the snap. It's a handoff, and oh, man. Bolson tried to go right up the middle and just gets leveled by Bryson Turner, but he'll still pick up a gain of about, give him 4 yards on that carry, so it's second and six for the Jaguars.
Right there, Hartford had some nice blocking on that right side, giving him a little seam.
Turner, though, just broke right through it. 11:27 left to go here in the first quarter. Back in the pistol formation is Smith. Gets the snap again, the handoff to Bolson. He'll cut around to the left side. Now near the sideline, ball comes free. It's picked up by Madison, but are they going to say it was out of bounds? It was.
Looks like he fumbled it out of bounds.
Bolson got tied up, didn't secure the ball, popped free. But thankfully for Hartford, it rolls out of bounds, and Bolson will pick up the first down. Costly play turns into a fresh set here for the Jaguars. They control the ball still, 11-12 left here in the first quarter. 0-0 your score. Pistol again here for the Jaguars. Smith with Bolson to the right. Snap. This time he'll hand it off to the freshman Simon Blankley, who will go absolutely nowhere. The tackle made by Bollinger. Second and 10 now coming up for the boys in blue.
I think it's just a situation right now. Everybody's a little nervous to start the game. You got to kind of get a feel for what's happening. And I think as it goes on, we're going to see the defense step it up here.
Packer Bollinger, the sophomore, doing some work there on that front defensive line. Another snap here. Allie Smith fakes the handoff, goes right around the defense, but isn't able to pick up much. It's another stop at the line of scrimmage. Thought he had the corner there. And out of nowhere, once again, comes Bryson Turner to stop the momentum. Well, I spoke too soon. They'll actually give him a gain of one to bring up third and nine. Substitutions coming in here for Hartford. Into the lineup, Grayson Daly, the junior. Back to the line of scrimmage comes Hartford. Smith down the shotgun. Madison maybe looking for the blitz here. It will be. Smith drops back for the pass. Looking for a receiver. Finds it at midfield in the form. I believe that was Blankley right at midfield. Went right through his hands. No catch.
That was a pretty nice defense on Madison's part there. They rushed three, got a little bit of pressure, but they had five guys back, and it just made it tough for Alley to find an open spot.
I will say, though, Smith was very composed for that. With how many guys he had rushing at him, he still was trying to let the play develop before he got rid of it. Unfortunately, that bullet pass was just a little too high.
Yes.
Couldn't hold on to it. My correction on that, Tyson Bolson was the intended receiver. Smith will kick it away on the 4th and 9. It's a short squib kick, and it's landing right into the hands of Bryson Turner, who gets dragged down right at the 40-yard line. Actually, they'll give him a friendly spot at the 39, right at the Hartford H.
I think Madison was pretty lucky on that. The ball got tipped up front.
Yeah.
You know, that makes that ball live. Lucky that Turner was there to pick that up.
Five plays. Almost 3 minutes off the clock on that opening drive by the Jaguars. As Madison sets up shop. Going to get our first look at this Madison offense. Again, quarterback Hayden Helm, tight end Gannon Pyle, right running back, I should say, Lane Darbro, tight end Gavin Ish, running back Bryson Turner, guards Packer Bollinger, Braxton Worrell, and the junior Jesse Snyder at center as pass by Hayden Helm will find no one. First pass as the starting quarterback will go down as a miss.
I think he just rushed it a little bit.
Yeah.
He's young. Too much on it. Yeah. First time out here.
The junior, the brother of Casey Helm, Princeton thrower, made his way out there. The snap goes to Helm. Little swing pass in the backfield to Turner, and he will lose yardage. Got swallowed up by the Hartford defense. It was a trio of boys in blue. It was Bolsom, Trester, and Daly brought the house on Bryson Turner. So that's going to set them back. Oh, boy. Looking about 8 yards.
That was a nice play on the defensive end right there.
Absolutely.
He got the edge on the guard and made a nice play.
3rd and 17 here for Madison. 8:43 to go in their opening drive of the game. The snap goes to Helm. Handoff to Turner. Turner cuts up field. Hurdles one man. He's going to have the first down and more. Bryson Turner. 10, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Touchdown, Madison. In 4 plays, Madison makes it 6-0 on the run by Bryson Turner. It was 3rd down and forever, and Turner turned on the Jets.
Yeah, Hartford had that one shut down right at the line of scrimmage. Turner made a nice move to the outside, and contain was lost. Turned that corner, and fastest man in 1A in state right now.
Amen.
That's pretty tough to catch that kid.
Well, I always said Turner, he's one of those guys. They'll figure him out eventually, but it seems like teams still can't figure him out, and he's already into his 4th year, the senior.
Exactly.
2-point conversion coming up here for Madison. Helm in the shotgun. Gives the handoff, goes right up the middle. Trying to get the number on that one. That's Colton-ish, the sophomore. He's in for the 2-point conversion, and just like that, it is 8-0. Madison leading Hartford. 8:31 still to go in the first quarter. We'll take a quick break, come back with more here on the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Harrison Potty Shop, Madison. For restoration, insurance claims, painting, and glass installation, free estimates. By Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Bond Rock Land Brokers in Madison. Give Henry a call for all of your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs. Call 620-437-7340. Go Dogs! And by Quest Services, a nonprofit corporation providing quality services to those with intellectual developmental disabilities. Proud to support the Jaguars.
Area High School Sports brought to you in part by Rayburn Heating and Cooling in Hamilton. For service or installation, they respond quickly to your needs. Good luck to the Bulldogs. Seamers Construction, quality construction at a reasonable price. They can build it or repair it. Call Jonathan Seamers at 620-412-3614. And ASC Engineered Solutions, ABZ Valves and Controls, serving the worldwide valve market with the best product available.
8-0 is the score off the 46-yard touchdown run by Bryson Turner, giving Madison the early lead here. 8:31 still to go in the first quarter against Hartford. The kick is away, and once again, Lane Darbrough just boots it to the end zone. Trying to make the catch there was Keenan Renner. I'm not really sure that's one you want to try and field, Coach.
I'll tell you what, anytime you can put a ball in the end zone on a kickoff and you can make a team start on the 15, that's saying something right there. It makes a huge difference. They got a long distance to go down the field to score a touchdown.
You know, I think a lot of people have the misconception in 8-man football, the shorter field is actually an advantage. It can actually be a major disadvantage when you're behind that 40-yard line.
Very much so. Very much so.
Setting up shop here are the Jaguars at the 15-yard line. They managed to pick up a first down on the last attempt, but had to kick it away after going unanswered. Smith gets the snap, throws a deep bomb down the field to the 30-yard line, and nobody's going to get there, although I think Smith maybe a little more brave than he should have been on that one, as it looked like that might wind up in the hands of Bryson Turner, as Turner had Keenan Renner beat for days. Luckily, it hits the turf. I don't think Turner ever actually saw the ball coming. I think he was just trying to cover his man.
They got nice reads on the pass there, and they got deep and made it tough for the quarterback to have any place to throw the ball.
Smith in the shotgun. Nobody in the backfield. He's got single receivers to the right and left. Hands off to Tyson Bolson, who goes in motion across the right side. He'll get ushered out of bounds right about at the 25-yard line.
Hartford did a nice job getting out in front, making nice blocks on that right there. Give him the edge and let him gain about 4 yards, 5 yards on that carry.
Correction on the 20-yard line. It'll be a third and five for the Jaguars. 8:20 to go here in this first quarter. Madison leading 8-0 here on the kickoff to the area game of the week on Country 101.7 FM. Again, taking Trahoon, Brett Daniels on the call here tonight. We appreciate you spending your Friday night with us. As the huddle breaks, Hartford back to the line. Two receivers off to the right, one to the left. Snap goes to Smith, looking for an open man. He'll lob it over the top of the defense and way, way over the head of Nolan Trester, as that'll be yet another incompletion for Smith, and they're going to have to kick it away again. Smith coming off the field. On comes Simon Blankley, also coming off here for Hartford. That'll be Grayson Daly.
Hartford was attempting to catch Madison with some deep routes on the outside and throw a little middle screen right there. I think if Smith would have just kept dropping a little bit, he had the pressure in his face, he might have found the guy open in the middle.
So, might give Madison a little credit there. I think he got some hands in his face, and he just couldn't quite see where the open man was. Smith now takes a snap, quick kick, a better kick from the previous one. That's going to land right near the Madison 20, give it the 19. No, that's going to be right at the 20-yard line. So not a bad kick there for the quarterback. Allie Smith will pin Madison back further in their own territory than last time. Last kick only went to the 40.
Hartford's kind of running that untraditional punt style right there. They're up short like that. You got to be careful. You got to, with a quarterback like Allie Smith, you definitely have to have your defense up there and ready, because he could turn and run the ball at any time.
Well, that'll be the first three and out of the ball game here tonight, and it goes against Hartford with 8:07 still to go in the first quarter. Madison leading 8-0. It'll be first and 10 from the 20-yard line. So a little more work to do than last time after Turner ratcheted it off that 46-yard touchdown run to give Madison the early lead. Hayden Helm, shotgun, brings Turner in motion to the left side. Now he'll take it and run up the middle. Hayden Helm, he's got the first down and much more. He'll get to the 30-yard line on the opposite end. That's flipping the field for you. Hayden Helm showing some wheels. From the 20 to the opposite 30. And a 25-yard run there for the junior. With 8 minutes left to go, got ushered out of bounds. They're actually going to spot him at the 33. First and 10. Madison still leading 8-0. Helm gets the snap, hands it to Turner. Turner right up the middle. Going right around, and he is gone! Bryson Turner, his second touchdown of the ball game. 33 yards to the house. And Bryson Turner, as the one and only Salvador Perez would say, showing what speed do.
Right there, they did a nice job. They had a little counter action in the backfield, and they had nice blocking on play side. Turner didn't have to make any moves that time, just run and go.
Give Hartford credit, though. They stayed with him. He just had that angle, and any running back will tell you, angles make all the difference. Hayden Helms setting up in the shotgun again. It's a Wildcat formation. Actually, Turner gets the direct snap, and he'll take it right in for the two-point conversion. That one, the Bryson Turner possession. And it's now 16-0. Bulldogs over Jaguars. We'll take another quick break. Come back and have more from Hartford. You're listening to the Area Game of the Week here on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Angela Blankley of Caldwell Banker Emporia Real Estate. Thinking about buying or selling? Now's a great time to call Angela, 620-344-6368. Howie's Tire Shop, proudly serving the Olpe area and beyond. Located at 3 West Highway 99 in Olpe, across the street from the Chicken House. And by Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service. Serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations.
Area High School Football is brought to you in part by Dr. Caitlin Toso, Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505. And by Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial and Emporia. Eric Thomas and Brian Portner and staff wish all area teams good luck.
16-0 is the score with 7:53 still to play in the first quarter. Madison leads Hartford here on the kickoff to the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM. Taking Trahoon, Brett Daniels on the call here tonight as Darbro sets up the kick. Another boomer. This one going to be a little bit shorter than the end zone. It'll be fielded at the 5-yard line by Tyson Bolson, who will get wrapped up and dragged out of bounds.
Very nice kick coverage right there. They got down the field, all stayed in their lanes. Give him no place to go.
The sophomore Cade Hurlbert with the tackle for the Bulldogs. As out comes this stingy Madison defense. Haven't given the Jaguars much here tonight, but Allie Smith, ever the trickster, always has something up his sleeve. See what he pulls out here as Hartford heads to the line.
Well, most of the success that Hartford's had right now has been Bolson. He's got 3 carries for 15 yards right now.
Bolson will line up in the backfield. Smith hands it off to Bolson out of the shotgun, and Bolson will go nowhere.
First contact in there by number 30.
The tackle will be given to Packer Bollinger, and Bollinger, the sophomore, is having a heck of a game himself.
He's doing a nice job now. He's getting his hands on the guy in front of him. He's able to play both gaps. He's seeing where the ball's coming now.
Second and 10, no loss on the play. 7:22 left to go here in the first quarter. Madison again leading 16-0 over the Jaguars, and give the Jaguars some credit. They've had some trouble getting past this defense, but they're still coming at them. That's going to wear them down a little bit, you got to think, as Allie Smith sets up again in the shotgun. This time right behind him, he's got Simon Blankley. He'll hand it off to Blankley. He'll carry it up, give him about a gain of 2 yards. That'll bring up, give him 3 actually. It'll be a 3rd and 7.
I think Hartford's trying to stretch the Madison defense out here, maybe get Turner out of that middle, and if they can make a little play, get a couple of blocks, it gives them a chance to get some successful yardage.
19-yard line will be where the third down comes from here. Trying to avoid a second straight 3rd and out is Hartford. Once again, Smith in the pistol. He's got Blankley to his left, and Bolsom right behind him. Fakes the handoff to Bolsom, looking for a receiver. Bullet pass down the field, almost intercepted by Lane Darbrough. Apologies, Colton-ish.
Colton-ish, yes.
It's hard to see, okay? You know, I wore my cheaters, but it's still not working.
I got the same problem.
I can't count.
I'll tell you what, that was a nice setup play by Hartford right there. That's that little boot pass where they run the backside tight end and wide out on a crossing route across the middle. And, you know, Madison did a nice job of sitting in there and being on their spots.
I will say this, too. Ali Smith showing that he's a four-year quarterback. I mean, he is really letting these plays develop.
Very
patient.
And
he's not panicking.
Agreed. Very patient.
Got to think another quick kick coming with a 4th and 7 from the 19-yard line. Snap goes to Smith, and it will be, or maybe not. No, it will. He'll quick kick it. It'll roll out of bounds right into the Madison assistant coaching staff. That should be spotted right about the 34-yard line. So not bad position here for Madison for their third drive of the ball game. It's unfortunately for Hartford, another 3 and out.
I tell you what I like about Hartford's little quick punt formation right there is you take Bryson Turner out of the game by doing that. He's got to stay up and play that safety position, so you got no punt returner.
Right.
They can't set up the punt return that they've had tons of success with over the last few years. So very nice coaching job by Damon Kistner.
Well, Madison about to get their hands on the ball offensively for the third time here tonight. Again, the offense for Madison led by the junior quarterback Hayden Helm, tight end Gannon Pyle, the running back Lane Darbrough, second running back Bryson Turner, tight end Gavin Ish, Gannon Pyle, as I mentioned, of course, Braxton Worrell, and Will Grimmett actually splitting some shifts here for the left guard position and the center, Jesse Snyder. Defensively for Hartford, they've got Duncan Baker and Dayton Wilson, the ends. Bo Peters, Simon Blankley, Tyson Bolson, Allie Smith, Grayson Daly, and Nolan Trester. Smith and Daly, the cornerbacks, mid-linebacker positions, Blankley and Bolson. And then the safety, Trester. And I will say this, they're doing a good job of keeping up with this Madison offense. The only problem is, again, Turner is so experienced at those angles. He knows how big of a difference they make. I think if you cut those angles off, Coach, you probably aren't down 16-0 right now.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I think some of Hartford's issue has been they've kind of over-pursued. They're so scared of Turner getting on the outside. They've over-pursued, so the backside has been there. And, you know, just an interesting fact here. We'll see if Madison does it again, but they haven't had a drive go over a minute yet.
Not yet, no. First drive was just 2 seconds shy. It was 58 seconds. Second drive, only 13. At the 35-yard line, Helm. Fakes the handoff, will throw it over the defense, wide open for the reception was Gavin Ish, and he'll be brought down at the 30-yard line on the opposite end of the field. Fresh set of downs, and into Hartford territory once again are the Bulldogs. 6:05 left to go here in this opening quarter.
Madison in a little bit of hurry up here.
Yeah. Helm in the shotgun. We're going to get a referee stoppage. It's going to be a penalty on Hartford, says the white hat. It's a dead ball. So 5 yards. Madison now in even better position as they'll move from the 30 to the 25. 5:57 left to go here in this opening quarter. Madison still leading 16-0 over Hartford. Again, you're listening to the kickoff to the area game of the week season here on Country 101.7 FM. Taken Trahoon. The coach, Brett Daniels. Helm gets the handoff. He'll hand it off to Ish, who will get sacked in the backfield. It'll be a loss of 3. Great penetration by Hartford. Trying to see the number on that one.
That was their linebacker. He blitzed right there, and nobody picked him up.
Simon Blankley, the freshman. The freshman coming right at the senior. That's a brave player right there. Hayden Helm again in the shotgun. He'll drop back off the pass. The snap goes to Bryson Turner, who will get upended but not before he picks up the first down. Another great completion there by Hayden Helm. That's going to set Madison up. Believe that'll be the 16-yard line. First and 10.
That's what we call a little flood concept right there. We send three guys into one zone, and you try to get a three-on-two, and it worked out perfectly. The guy in the middle came wide open.
Well, we spoke too soon, as now Madison has gone over a minute on this drive with 4:58 left to go in this opening quarter. Snap goes to Helm. He'll hand off to Ish, who again gets stacked up. Tried to lateral back to Hayden Helm, and he fumbles it but is able to recover. But that's going to set the Bulldogs back quite a few. This will be the second time they've lost significant yardage. It's going to be a second and 15 for the Bulldogs. A little miscommunication there between Ish and Helm. First real miscommunication we've seen from this offense thus far this evening.
That's actually Lane Darbrough, number 14, actually Lane Darbrough.
Never correct me in front of people. Absolutely correct.
That's
my apologies.
Right.
That was Lane Darbrough.
Number four is Ish, and they both carry the ball back there, yep. So that's easy to get him confused. They're built very much similar.
Numbers are not my friend, as Hayden Helm again sets up in the shotgun. He's got Turner off to his right, now off to the left side. Only receiver is Darbrough. Fakes the handoff to Helm. He'll carry it up the middle, but he'll get upended. He'll get it down to the 20-yard line. 3:48 left to go in this opening quarter. It'll now be, well, a slightly more manageable, I would say, third down here off that carry by Hayden Helm.
Harford did a nice job right there of definitely staying sound in their defense. They didn't allow, they didn't fly out with Turner. They stayed home.
They're going to say that's a third and 15. Helm, Turner to the right. Gets the snap, hands to Turner. He's going to go up the middle, cut back, and he's going to get brought down by his – no, he's not. He's going to shake off the tackle, cut back upfield, but not before he steps out of bounds. Right near the 15-yard line. 3:09 left to go here. Fourth down coming for the Bulldogs. It'll be a fourth and 9. But, hey, this is four down territory. You're deep in your opponent's side of the field. Why not go for it, Coach?
Exactly. Well, that was a nice little gain back there. I mean, it's still fourth and 9, but when you got a guy like Turner in the backfield, 9 yards is that's easy.
Saw what he did with 46 and 33 yards
exactly.
Just a few moments ago. 3:09 left to go in the first. Turner in the backfield. Helm. Snap. Tucks it. Runs. Goes up through the middle. Madison saying they picked up the first down. Hartford saying no, they didn't. We'll see where the spot comes. 3:03 left to go on the 4th and 9. Are they going to give it to them? They might measure this. They are. They're going to measure. They stretch out the chains. Well, again, 3:03 left to go here in this first quarter. 16-0 is the lead for Madison, and a very important measurement coming up here.
That right there by Madison was kind of your old traditional option play to the outside, and I think Helm thought he saw a seam in there, and he turned it upfield, and it's going to be close.
I think they're going to have it. The way it looks, he might have it by a few inches, but he's going to have it, I think. Oh, maybe not. They stretch him out. And he's got it.
He got it by half the football, looked like.
Got it by a hair. First and 10 now for the Bulldogs. Should be right at the 5-yard line. See what they decide to do here. Seen a good mix and match of pass and run here by the Bulldogs, Coach.
Yes, very much so. I think the balanced offense is definitely giving Hartford's defense some trouble.
But give Hartford some credit, man. They have really stood up to the test in this possession after getting kind of burned on the last two. They've really made Madison work for this one.
I think they've stayed fundamentally sound in their positions, and they're not flying out. I talked about backside a while ago.
Be first and goal from the 5. Turner walks right through the defense and in. And that will add 6 more to the total. 22-0 the lead here for Madison with 2:59 to go in the first quarter. As the Bulldogs will set and go for the 2-point conversion. They've been perfect on the 2 points thus far. They've been perfect on possessions.
Well, from the shotgun, that's just about as straight ahead of a power play as you can get.
You
said it.
It's a
little ISO right up the middle.
Absolutely. Well, referee's getting everybody set here. And it's looking like Helm is going to set up in the shotgun again. He's going to have Gavin Ish off to his right side. I promise this is Gavin Ish. Further off to the right, there's Darbrough. The snap goes high to Helm. He laterals to Bryson Turner from the left side. No one's going to touch him as he steps into the end zone for two more. It's the Bryson Turner show in Hartford here tonight. 24-0 is the lead for Madison over Hartford. We're back in 60 seconds here on the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Sports is brought to you in part by Emporia State University. Hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at emporia.edu. Murphy Agra LLC, serving the local agricultural community. See Murphy Agra for all your fertilizer and chemical needs in Strong City and Lebo.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Paul Dean, Attorney at Law, providing quality and experienced legal services since 1997. Call Putnam and Dean at 620-342-2662 and make the right legal decisions. By Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group, buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today, 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. And by Van Gundy Farms, your area Hogemeyer seed dealer, serving the greater Lyon County area. Proud sponsors of all area athletes.
Back in Hartford, Tegan Trehune, the coach Brett Daniels here on the call as Madison gets set to kick it away after a six-yard touchdown run by Bryson Turner, the senior. And the two-point conversion gives Madison a 24-0 lead over Hartford. Another booming kick by Lane Darbrough. It'll be fielded at the goal line by Tyson Bolson, and Bolson had some momentum, hustled his way up. A great return by Bolson's going to set the Jaguars up right near the 30-yard line.
I tell you what, I am impressed by this young sophomore from Hartford. Yeah. He runs hard, a very talented young man.
He is fearless. I mean, he runs right at that Madison defense, who are known for their physicality. I'm telling you right now, I've said this before about those Madison boys. I would not want to match up with any single one of them, and I've probably got a good 4 inches and 100 pounds on each of them.
That's what summers in the weight room will do for you.
25-yard line correction here, first and 10 for Hartford as they trail 24-0. Smith fakes the handoff, gets stuck in the backfield. Stiff arms, Aiden Helm, and gets knocked out of bounds. Correction, the stiff arm actually going on Logan Roth. Roth, the senior. Stutter stepped a little bit there with Smith, a little dance. As the white hat calls for the lights to be put on here on the gridiron, saying too many shadows to see.
I don't know that I've ever heard that one.
That's new for me, I got to say. 2:43 left to go here in the opening quarter as Madison leads it 24-0 as they work to get the lights turned on. We'll take a quick break here. You're listening to the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Football is brought to you in part by Perriott, your local Farm Bureau agent. It gets you the right coverage at the right time. Perriott of Farm Bureau, 2606 West 12th Avenue in Emporia. Colton Stevie of Security Oil, providing clean and high-quality bulk fuel and lubricants for your commercial, construction, and agricultural needs. Contact Colton Stevie at 620-757-1117. And by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com.
Area High School Sports is brought to you in part by USD 386, Madison Virgil. Good luck to the Madison football team and all other Madison Falls sports teams this season. Go Dogs! Citizen State Bank. Take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. XS Warehouse. There's something for everyone at XS Warehouse. Stop by Tuesday through Saturday from noon to 6 and 1 to 5 on Sundays.
Back in Hartford, Tegan Trahoon, the coach Brett Daniels here on the call on the Country 101.7 FM area. Game of the week kickoff. 24-0 the lead for Madison. Hartford getting their latest play off there. A good pickup for the Jaguars. Be a gain of 5 to the 30-yard line. Didn't see the carry on there.
That was the freshman, Simon Blankley.
Blankley coming up big here for the Jaguars tonight. He's had a few meaningful carries with 2:04 left to go here. Jaguars set up shot for their 3rd and 5. Smith in the shotgun. In the backfield again is Blankley. He'll hand it off to the freshman, and he'll go nowhere. Gets wrapped up at the feet. Give credit to Will Grimmett, the sophomore. Coming right up to make the play, and Grimmett, the, again, sophomore. He's splitting some shifts here tonight with Braxton Worrell, as I mentioned, Luke Frankhauser got injured here before the start of the season. Certainly wishing him a speedy recovery. An unfortunate accident there on the roadway, but heard he's going to be all right. Hopefully we will be able to see him back before the season's over. Minute 15 remaining here. Smith, shotgun, gets the snap and throws the interception. Going for the return was Lane Darbrough. It hit the fingertips of Blankley, bounced out, landed right in the hands of Darbrough, and he took off on the 4th and 5 play there by the Jaguars. First turnover of the ball game for the Jags. And Madison, a chance to add on maybe 8 more before the end of the first quarter. 1:05 remaining. They will set up shop at the 18-yard line. 1st and 10. Only one drive thus far for Madison has gone over a minute. Once again in the shotgun. Helm. Little swing pass. Right side. Gavin Ish. The lane clears. He runs over the defender into the end zone. Is it a touchdown? Yes.
18-16.
One shot. One hit. One play. And 6 more on the board for the for the Bulldogs.
That was a nice little setup play here.
Yeah.
Just a little wide receiver screen. And the guys got out in front, made some nice blocks.
An 18-yard touchdown pass by Hayden Helm to the senior Gavin Ish, junior to senior. And the two-point conversion up next. Helm, shotgun formation. We're good. Off to the right side is Logan Roth. Snap low, and it's going to be picked up by Hartford, so no good on the two-point conversion on the low snap. Just a little bit of a miscue there by the junior Jesse Snyder. Sends it low into the ground, so it's 30-0 here for Madison. With 59.1 left to go in the opening quarter. Take a quick break. Come back and have the conclusion of the first quarter here on the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Ratcliffe Propane. Providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. By Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made at Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. And by USD 252, Southern Lyon County, Opie, Hartford, and Neosho Rapids. Prideful schools and communities.
Area High School Football is brought to you in part by Next Tech Wireless. The latest wireless technology. Fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and proud to support the area with community roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 620-344-0661. And Dr. Ryan Kohlmeyer, DDS. For your winning smile, call 620-342-9555 or visit their location on East 12th Avenue next to Good Sense.
Back into Hartford, Tegan Trahoon, the coach Brett Daniels on the call here on the kickoff of the Area Game of the Week. It's Madison 30, Hartford nothing, 59.1 to go in the first quarter, and Darbrough just boots it back down the field. Once again, it will be fielded at the goal line. Seeing the runner on that one is Tyson Bolson. He'll get brought down at the 15-yard line. A little juke, jive, and roll. Gets around a few defenders there, but they'll set up shop at the 15 for their fifth drive of the ball game.
I think after that kick return last time, the special teams coach on the other side had a little talk with these boys about staying in their lane, not over pursuing.
Yeah.
Break down, make plays.
Completely fair. Correction, they're going to say it's the 16-yard line for Hartford as they trail it 30-0, 50.1 to go in this first quarter. A few scoring updates from around the area. We'll get to those here in just a moment after the snap here as Smith sets up in the shotgun again off to the right side. He's got Renner, and Smith will tuck it and try to run and will be brought down right at the 18-yard line.
That was a nice little piece of blocking up front.
Yeah.
Smith had to do a little bit of dancing, but he was able to get through there for about 3 yards.
Clock still running, 30 seconds left to go here in this opening quarter. Hartford looking to find the end zone for the first time tonight. Give him a gain of 2, 2nd and 8. Might just let the clock expire. I think that's exactly what Coach Kistner is going to let happen here. With 12 seconds left to go, Smith in no hurry to head back to the huddle. And with 5 to go, that's going to do it for 1. At the end of the first quarter, it's 30-0. Madison leading Hartford. We'll take a quick break, come back for second quarter action. You're listening to the Area Game of the Week here on Country 101.7 FM, KVOE-FM, Emporia.
Area High School Sports is being brought to you in part by Hartford State Bank, a full-service bank that offers the convenience of internet and mobile banking. Visit them online at flinthillsbank.com. The City of Hartford, which takes great pride in their schools and community. Best of luck to the Jaguars. And MT Networks, for Madison's only fiber-to-the-home internet provider. Offering up to 1 gig speeds, contact MT Networks.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Chamber Well Service Madison for rod and tubing service and cleanout, fully insured. By Hartford One Stop, with their convenience stores open 7 days a week to serve you. Check out their daily lunch specials. Go Jaguars! And by McIlvain Law Offices in Madison and Eureka, serving the area for over 35 years. Karen McIlvain can assist you with your legal needs regarding probate, estate planning, contracts, farm and government-related issues, and more.
Back in Hartford, Tegan Trehune, Brett Daniels. As we get set for the second quarter of action, Madison leads it 30-0 over the Hartford Jaguars. And, Coach, as we get into this second quarter, what did you see from Madison that you think is going to need to continue, and what did you see from Hartford that maybe needs to be fixed if they want to find the end zone?
I think Madison finally settled into their defense a little bit. I thought the first series they were a little bit jittery, just kind of getting the feel for everything. But I think Hartford is – they got to start winning the line of scrimmage a little bit. I think they're getting beat up front in the front three, and it's made it tough for them to get any kind of seams to run in.
Normally when we see these two teams match up, we do see quite the size discrepancy. It's not quite the same here, as I feel like it's more even than it's been in years before, but it does seem like some of the experience factor on the Madison side maybe seems to be the difference maker.
I would agree. You know, Hartford's got a young group of guys out there. They got a couple of experienced fellows, but for the most part, they're pretty young. Madison's got some new faces, but those guys have had a lot of varsity play time themselves and some cleanup games and stuff like that. So those guys have been on the field enough to kind of have an idea what's going on.
Hartford from the 18-yard line, 2nd and 8 as we start the second quarter. Smith alone in the backfield. He's going to send Keenan Renner in motion. Renner gets the handoff and will take it out of bounds at the Hartford sideline. Give him a gain of about 4 on that carry. Be 3rd and 5 from the 22.
That's the first pass that they've completed tonight. I know it was a backwards pass, but hey, anything positive.
Yeah.
That's what we got to look for.
Got to find that silver lining. And we're going to get a timeout here by Coach Kistner. I'm not sure why. I think maybe a little bit of a mechanical issue. Looks like Blaine McConsey having some issues with his helmet. So a assistant coach heads off to the equipment room. Wonder if McComsey's going to have to come out here.
Yeah, I think it was more than they could fix in just a couple of minutes. Usually the officials would give a nice little equipment timeout, but in this situation it doesn't look like that's the case.
It'll be a timeout for Hartford. Again, they trail it 30-0, 11:55 left in this first half. We'll take a quick 30-second break and be right back here on the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Sports being brought to you in part by Shanky Well Service, serving the oil field industry for well over 50 years. Proud to support the Madison Bulldogs. The City of Madison, proud of their schools and their students. The City of Madison appreciates the efforts of their students, athletes, and coaches, both on the field and in the classroom. And Wagner Automotive General Service, for complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics. Your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison.
Back in Hartford, Tegan Trehune, Brett Daniels. 11:55 left to go here in the first half. Hartford with it at the 22-yard line after a little fix of the helmet there for Blake McConsey. Third and five. Hartford still looking to find the end zone for the first time here tonight. Smith sets up shop, shotgun, hands it off. Right side, Tyson Bolson. Bolson cuts up the middle and just gets the ball comes free, but they're going to say he was down as Allie Smith got caught up in the middle of that. It was a little slow to get up, but he looks to be okay. He'll come off to the sideline, get the play from Coach Kistner, and they are going to give the gain, a big gain, actually. It's going to be fourth and one.
I think Hartford's in a situation right here where I think this – it's do or die. I think they have to go for it here and see what they can do.
Well, it's a risky play regardless how you look at it, but they picked up four on that last one. They just need one. 11-13. Smith gets the snap. It's a low snap. He'll tuck it and run himself. Gets a good block up the middle, but did he get it? I think he's going to be maybe an inch short. Just short, possibly. Might see another measurement. I'm not sure. So you have to give him the spot. 11:06.
Looks like he's going to be about a half a yard short.
Yeah, I think you're right. Are they going to call for the chains? Yep, they're going to call for the chains. Second measurement of the ball game. Well, looking at it from up here, when you line right up with it, it looks like you're right, Coach. It might be about a good half yard, but seen crazier things happen.
Well, I think this is a good call by the officials.
Yeah. Trying to keep it even keel.
Make it 100%.
Absolutely.
Know for a fact you got it right.
As we wait for the measurement here, give you some updates on scoring over on our sister station. Mix 104.9. It's 14-7 Pitt leading Emporia High. 2:17 left to go in the second quarter. Thank you, Dylan Sherwood, for that update. Also, Ken Hansen giving us some updates. Linden and Levo tied at 6-all here thus far. Thank you to Ken. If you want to keep sending us some reports, we will be happy to have them. And you're right, it's going to be a half-yard short. Turnover will go here to Madison.
Well, I'll tell you what, I think the key on that last play was not necessarily the defense of Madison, but it was the low snap causing Allie Smith not be able to pick the ball up cleanly and get it up the field.
People talk about football being the game of inches. I've said it a few times. It's also a game of seconds. You're half a second behind the play, you're done.
Yes, sir.
So that'll be a turnover on downs, the first for the Jaguars tonight. But their fifth try on the offensive end, once again, comes up short. And Madison in great field position at the 26-yard line of Hartford. Receivers off to the right. Helm drops back. He'll throw it in the backfield to Lane Darbrough. Darbrough blows past the defenders. He's at the five and gets brought out of bounds. Give him the four. What a run by the junior, Darbrough. Boy, he's big, but he's nimble.
I think there was a key block out there. It was one of those ones that was right on the borderline, but I think they got it right. Give Darbrough the edge there for that
Absolutely.
Long game.
It's going to be first and goal from the 5-yard line, they're going to say. So right there, again, we've seen Madison do more with more. So having the smaller field, see if that maybe affects them here. They've been operating from pretty far outside the red zone. Helm gets the low snap. Ball gets bobbled, and he'll get brought down. Great tackle made by Blake McComsey. Getting the assist there. Believe that was Simon Blankley in on it as well. The freshman, again, coming up big here for Hartford.
I tell you what, again, bad snaps can get you in trouble. And he did a nice job of getting through the line there, wrapping helm up.
It'll be a loss of 7, 2nd and 12. Now, from the 12-yard line, Helm in the shotgun has Darborough off to his left side. Snap goes up. He'll try and swing pass it to Bryson Turner on the left side. Incomplete will be the call. They dive for it after it hits the deck, but they're going to say the ball was dead. 10-11. Left to go here in the second quarter. 30-0 to lead for Madison as they're looking at a 3rd and 12 from the 12-yard line. We're going to get a timeout. Coach McMillan wanting to talk things over with his players. We'll take one with him. We're back in 30 seconds here on the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Harrison Potty Shop, Madison. For restoration, insurance claims, painting, and glass installation, free estimates. By Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Bond Rock Land Brokers in Madison. Give Henry a call for all of your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs. Call 620-437-7340. Go Dogs! And by Quest Services, a nonprofit corporation providing quality services to those with intellectual developmental disabilities. Proud to support the Jaguars.
Back in Hartford, Tegan Trahoon and Brett Daniels on the kickoff to the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM. 30-0, the lead for Madison. As some water goes down the wrong pipe. Madison has yet to miss on an offensive drive here tonight, but Hartford really stepping up here defensively on this last drive as they have set the Bulldogs back pretty significantly here. They were set up at the 5-yard line, now backed up to the 12, and last two plays have not gone their way. Helm gets the snap, hands off to Turner from the right side, goes up the middle, stiff arm, gets brought down. He'll be shy of the end zone, but it's going to be at the 1-yard line. 4th and goal from the 1. Look for Hartford and maybe stack the box here, Coach.
You can't blame them. I think they got to sell out here.
Got to wonder if that plays into Madison, though, because, again, Turner's one of those guys. He can cut up field. He can cut to the right, to the left. And before you know it, he's in the end zone. So
exactly.
It's going to be a hard one here for the Jaguars to figure out. It looks like they're not going to stack it. They're going to actually try and spread out a little bit.
Well, I still think you got to be very careful here. You've got a nice big-sized running back in the backfield with Darborough. You got to be careful.
Darborough comes to the left side of Helm. He'll send Turner in motion to the right. Snap goes to Helm. He'll take it himself right up the middle. Hayden Helm from 1 yard out.
Old quarterback counter right there.
Gets his name in the score sheet with 9:19 left to go in the opening half. It's 36-0. Madison, the quarterback, Hayden Helm, rushes in for 1.
That was nicely set up. The offensive line got off the ball well. They definitely had a nice hole for him. Hayden went in untouched.
Hayden looking a little bit like another Helm that we know who wasn't afraid to tuck it and run. So we get the spin move once again here, and the snap will go to Turner. He'll lob it in the end zone in the corner to Darborough. Untouched, uncovered, and in for 2 more. 38-0, Madison. 9:19 left to go in this opening half, and, well, pressure really on Hartford here. They've got to answer back. Remember that 45-point mercy rule at the half. So it's –
well,
it's put-up time.
Definitely. This is a situation where, like you said earlier, Hartford is a young team right now. They're still trying to learn and figure things out.
Yeah.
The worst thing they can do is get down on each other and get down on themselves. Hey, go out and do all the little things that's helped you be successful in practice and give it a shot.
We'll be right back after this break here on the Area Game of the Week. Again, 38-0. Madison leads Hartford with 9:19 to go in the first half.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Harrison Potty Shop, Madison. For restoration, insurance claims, painting, and glass installation, free estimates. By Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Bond Rock Land Brokers in Madison.
Give Henry a call for all of your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs. Call 620-437-7340. Go Dogs! And by Quest Services, a nonprofit corporation providing quality services to those with intellectual developmental disabilities. Proud to support the Jaguars.
9:19 left to go in this first half. Madison leads it 38-0 over Hartford after a one-yard scamper by the quarterback Hayden Helm. Having a tremendous debut at the quarterback position. Here tonight on the kickoff to the area game of the week, taking Tarun, Brett Daniels here on Country 101.7 FM as Lane Darbrough tees it up. Looking to put it back there once again. Another boomer. This one a little lower, and it's actually going to go out of bounds. Takes out the 10-yard marker, and we're going to get a flag here by the officials. First flag of the ball game. Second flag of the ball game, as Coach Daniels reminds me. Forgot they had the procedural, I believe, yes. Penalty on Hartford. So one penalty each here. That's a good game, in my opinion. As the white hat talking things over with Coach Kistner. See what they decide here. I think they're going to take it at the 25.
I think that's a good call.
Absolutely.
Put the ball in your hands right now and get your offense going.
Madison defense comes back out. It'll be first and 10 from the 25-yard line off the penalty for the kickoff by Madison. One thing I do want to say, though, Coach, I've been very impressed with tonight, the Madison team. We haven't seen a lot of flags thrown their way. That was a big issue that we saw the last couple of years, especially in some of these bigger games.
And I think some of that is sometimes you can be too physical.
That's fair.
And I think we were trying to play at a higher level, and sometimes that can put you in a bad situation. I tell you what, for game number one this year, this has been a very clean game.
Absolutely. On both sides, too.
Yes. Very impressed.
Absolutely. 9:19 to go in the first half. Smith sets up in the shotgun. Coming across in motion was Keenan Renner, who gets tripped up after a 2-yard pickup on the run. And it's going to be second and 8 from the 27.
Just a simple little jet play to the left there. Madison did a nice job getting up defensively and setting that edge, giving him no place to run.
Last time out for Hartford offensively, it was a turnover on downs. Before that, an interception bounced off the receiver right into the hands of Lane Darbrough, who almost ran it back for a touchdown. So Allie Smith, I think, trying to settle some of his guys in here. They've been playing great defensively these last few snaps. Now they've got to transfer that over to the offense as he'll send receivers to the right and left, two on the right, one on the left. Smith gets flushed out of the pocket now, looking for a receiver. Bullet pass at the 40-yard line. It's reeled in by Tyson Bolson. He's free in the backfield. Bolson will take it in for 6.
55-yard completion there.
The Jaguars strike back. 8:18 left to go in this opening half. A 55-yard strike by the quarterback, Allie Smith. Great run by Tyson Bolson.
That play right there was all set up by the defensive end losing contain, allowed Smith to get on the outside, get his feet underneath him, and make a nice pass.
Absolutely. Now they'll go for the two-point conversion. 38-6, and Hartford, well, they knew it was time to answer back, and they did it.
They did a nice job keeping their composure.
Very much so,
and,
yeah.
Not letting what's happened early get to them.
They'll set up. Smith in the shotgun, trying to get his guy set. A little bit of a miscommunication. There's Grayson Daly into it now. Smith tries to go up the middle, and he gets leveled at the line of scrimmage. Correction, I apologize. That was Nolan Trester went up the middle and got laid out. Well, nonetheless, it's 38-6 now. Hartford on the board. Madison will get it back. Right after this, you're listening to the Area Game of the Week here on Country 101.7 FM, KVOE-FM, Emporia.
Area High School Sports brought to you in part by Rayburn Heating and Cooling in Hamilton. For service or installation, they respond quickly to your needs. Good luck to the Bulldogs. Seamers Construction, quality construction at a reasonable price. They can build it or repair it. Call Jonathan Seamers at 620-412-3614. And ASC Engineered Solutions, ABZ Valves and Controls, serving the worldwide valve market with the best product available.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Harrison Potty Shop, Madison. For restoration, insurance claims, painting, and glass installation, free estimates. By Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Rock Land Brokers in Madison. Give Henry a call for all of your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs. Call 620-437-7340. Go Dogs! And by Quest Services, a nonprofit corporation providing quality services to those with intellectual developmental disabilities. Proud to support the Jaguars.
Back in Hartford, Tegan Trehoon, the coach Brett Daniels on the kickoff to the area game of the week here. As it's 38-6, Madison leading Hartford. Hartford finding the end zone for the first time tonight off a 55-yard touchdown pass from Allie Smith to Tyson Bolson.
Well, Madison and, better be ready up front right here because they're not going to kick it deep.
Keenan Renner will squib it, and it'll actually go right through the hands. It almost paid off for him as trying to jump on top of that was Ethan Hall. Went right through his hands. Thankfully, right behind him was Cade Herbert. Herbert comes up with it. So Madison is going to set up shop at the 37-yard line.
You know, you're kind of playing with a double-edged sword there. Do you kick it deep and give Bryson Turner the chance to return it, or do you squib kick it and still give Madison a short field?
Well, I'm honestly, if it's me, I'm keeping it away from Turner as much as I possibly can.
I tell you what, this is the first time that Madison has started an offensive drive on their own end of the field.
Actually, it'll be the second
time. Second time, that's right.
Ha-ha, turnabout's fair play.
Got me on that one.
Helm gets a snap. He'll lateral to the right side to Turner. Turner gets stood up at the 40-yard line and trying to fight for a few more but won't get it. They'll give Turner some credit. It took three guys to bring him down. 8:02 left to go here in this opening half. Give Turner a gain of three, second and seven from the 40-yard line.
Hartford did a nice job of getting the corner up and setting the edge there. Give Turner no place to go.
Seems like the tempo here offensively for Madison slowing down a little bit from what we saw in the first quarter.
Yes.
Helm set up in the pistol. Hartford's in the backfield is Turner.
Hartford's having some more equipment issues here.
That's going to be McComsey again. Actually, no, this time, correction, that is going to be Evan Mock getting some assistance from McComsey. And out onto the field comes Levi Dunn. Dunn, the sophomore.
A little confusion there.
Just a little bit. Dunn comes back off.
It's all right. Young guys are going to do that.
As Helm sends Darbro in motion, hands off to Turner. He'll run it up the gut, and he almost gone. Gets tripped up at the 31-yard line. But if he hadn't got the ankle tackle, give credit to Grayson Daly, the junior, able to trip up Turner. If he doesn't, Turner's in the end zone, and he's gone.
Yeah, that was a great play on the safety corner far right there making that play.
It'll be first and 10 now for Madison off the carry by Turner at the 27. Snap goes high to Helm, able to reel it in. He'll keep it. Laterals left side to Turner. He'll try and run through Keenan Renner, but not to much avail as he'll be brought down at the 25.
I tell you what, Hartford has done a nice job so far in this game defending the option by Madison. Yeah. They're getting the guys, they're stringing the play out, they're forcing it to the sideline, and early on, if they didn't get back the cutback lanes, this is a different ballgame.
Board saying that it was only a pickup of one. I think it's more two than that. It should be second and eight from the they're going to actually spot him at the 26. So it'll be second and nine at the 26. Helm sends Turner in motion, hands it off, goes over to the right side, towards the hash mark, shakes off one defender, tries to shake off another, picks up about three more yards after the contact, and Turner brought out of bounds just past the 20-yard line. It'll be a pickup of six for a third and three at the 20.
I think Hartford's picked their intensity up on defense right here. They seem to be playing a little better. Well, they changed up the front, too. They were playing a three front earlier in the game. Now they're playing a four front. And it's definitely given Madison some fits up front with the blocking schemes.
Under six to go here in this first half. Madison still leading it 38-6. Helm sends Darborough in motion to the left. And again, tucks it and runs up the middle. He'll get ankle tackled at the 10-yard line. A big pickup there for the junior Hayden Helm. Give him
10. Carry.
I was doing the math. I know. 38-6. Madison still with possession here. 5:33 left to go in this first half. I think the Bulldogs may be trying to close it out by halftime. Hartford not going away quietly as their last offensive possession. They found the end zone just over a minute on a 55-yard touchdown pass. Helm. Twins off to the left and right. He'll swing it left side to Turner. He'll cut up the field, goes around one defender, gets ankle tackled by another, and he'll drag it down to the 1 yard line. They're going to give him the one. It's first and goal for Madison. 4:55 left to go here in this opening half. They lead it 38-6. If you're just tuning in here, for the most part, for Madison, it's been the Bryson Turner show, and he's picking it back up here again already. He has three on the night. 46-yard run, a 33-yard run, and a 6-yard run. See if he can get a 1-yarder. 4.5.
Defense is tightened up here.
Darborough to the right side of Helm. He'll take it, tuck it, run, and in. Lane Darborough gets his second touchdown of the night from 1 yard out. And Madison makes it 44-6 with 4:22 left to go here in this first half.
Well, I thought Hartford showed some signs of life there in that
big time
defensive stand right there.
I think that's a confidence booster. I really do.
I do.
That offensive strike, and then you have that stand right there. I think they have a lot to be proud of. Two-point conversion coming. Helm, Darborough, and Turner in the backfield. No spin move this time. He'll hand it off to Turner, and Turner will power his way forward for two more. 46-6, a 40-point lead. 4:22 left in the first half. For the Bulldogs of Madison, with 4:22 left to go in the first half, Hartford going to look to try and repeat the magic from the last drive. As halftime nears, they certainly want to see the second half. We'll see if they can keep their momentum rolling offensively right after this. You're listening to the Area Game of the Week here on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Sports brought to you in part by Rayburn Heating and Cooling in Hamilton. For service or installation, they respond quickly to your needs. Good luck to the Bulldogs. Seamers Construction, quality construction at a reasonable price. They can build it or repair it. Call Jonathan Seamers at 620-412-3614. And ASC Engineered Solutions, ABZ Valves and Controls, serving the worldwide valve market with the best product available.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Angela Blankley of Caldwell Banker Emporia Real Estate. Thinking about buying or selling? Now's a great time to call Angela, 620-344-6368. Howie's Tire Shop, proudly serving the Olpe area and beyond. Located at 3 West Highway 99 in Olpe, across the street from the Chicken House. And by Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service. Serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations.
Back on the Area Game of the Week here on Country 101.7 FM. Tegan Trehune, Brett Daniels on the call as Madison goes up by 46-6 here over Hartford with 4:22 left to go in this first half. Getting the numbers in here, 230 yards of total offense for Madison thus far in this first half. 136 yards alone for the senior Bryson Turner. Three touchdowns to boot. Speaking of the boot, there's Darborough. Laser down the field. A little miscommunication in the backfield between receivers. And, oh, boy, Hartford's going to be set up in a pretty bad position here. The two receivers that were deep back both went for it. Believe that was Blankley and Bolson. They went back. They were both going to field it, and nobody said mine. Nobody called for anything. That's just young guys, simple mistake, but luckily they didn't turn it over.
That's exactly right. That's what I was going to say. Young guys, and they're going to learn, and they're going to grow a lot from this game.
Smith sets up shop with his offensive line at the 18-yard line, first and 10. Low snap. Smith in the pocket looking for a receiver, and we get a flag. It'll stop play.
I think we had an inadvertent whistle there, too.
Yeah, they stopped it a little early. We're going to get holding on Madison. So that will be the second penalty for Madison tonight, and that's going to – well, hold on. There's a conversation going on here. Between the officials, nope, it's just McMillan wanting a little clarification.
Well, I think he's asking about the inadvertent whistle. I don't think I'm the only one that heard it.
No, you're not. I definitely heard it myself. I was a little caught off guard.
And most of the time, an inadvertent whistle is a dead ball, and you replay the down. So if that's the case,
it looks like that's
no
what they're going to do.
No anything here.
I actually think that might be what they do. Because they're walking it back to the original line of scrimmage. Nope, they're just going to pace it out, actually.
Penalty.
Yep. It'll be.
I think it was defensive holding.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. If not, it was pass interference. 10-yard penalty.
Yeah, 10-yard penalty. And that will give Hartford new life here after the miscue on the kickoff. They get saved here with a fresh set of downs courtesy of the Bulldogs. They'll set up shop at the 28-yard line. First and 10, 4:12 left to go. They trail it by 40, 46-6. Right now just playing to see the second half. As Smith, shotgun formation, swings it right side into the hands of Tyson Bolson, and Bolson will be ushered out of bounds.
I think the officials are letting them play just a little bit tonight.
Absolutely.
There was some play going on right there.
Cohen Luthy.
Guy's still moving.
With the tackle for Madison, the junior. As that will be going down as a loss of one, it looks like. So it'll be second and 11 from the 17. 4:05 left to go in this first half. 46-6 still the lead for Madison. Would certainly like to be able to get one more chance offensively to try and put this one away as Smith gets the low snap. Pump fakes, now being flushed out of the pocket, looking for a receiver downfield. He's backing up. Oh, boy, he's in a bad spot. He'll throw it right into the waiting hands of Lane Darbro. Apologies, Gavin Ish. And Ish, he's going to take it to the house. Goes right through, gets a great block. Pick six.
40 yards.
For the Madison Bulldogs. Gavin Ish, the senior, picked it off at the 35-yard line. And unless Hartford can answer back, that might be the end of this ball game. 3:45 left to go.
I tell you what, that was a nice job right there by Jesse Schneider.
Yeah.
He coming through on that backside. Allie Smith got to the edge, and he got trapped. And they did a great job in not losing contain there. Forced him to throw a bad pass. And Gavin Ish was standing right there.
Well, and give some credit to the backs there for Madison, too, because they were just waiting. They knew the game plan right there. You could tell they went ahead and just stayed back. They didn't try to put any pressure up there. They were waiting for Smith to panic and throw that ball. And give credit to Smith. That's the first time I think we can say he's panicked tonight.
I would agree with that. And I'll tell you what, if you're playing smart defense there, and you're especially a defensive back, you never come up on a quarterback, especially an elusive quarterback like Smith, until he crosses that line of scrimmage and he has to run the ball. That was just a good, smart defensive play. And
Darbro now has two on the night. A one-yard run on the last offensive possession for Madison, and now the pick six on Allie Smith. So a chance to increase his lead. They lead it now 52-6 with 3:45 left in this first half. I think Coach McMillan may be trying to make it an early night for his boys.
Definitely so. I mean, I think this is a great confidence booster if they can get this win like this. You know, I think the kids learned a lot about themselves tonight here.
Yeah.
But you have to execute right here. You know, even though you're up by that 46 margin, you need to make sure you put every extra point in. That has been a downfall of Madison in the past. We've lost some crucial games because we couldn't score extra points.
Trying to go up by 48 here. Helm. Actually, no, not Helm. Sorry. That will be Cade Hurlbert who will hand it off and trying to get into the end zone. That was Gannon Pyle. He will not get it, and it'll stay 52-6 for the time being. Well, once again, it's time to step up for Hartford. It's score, or this one might be over at the half. We'll see what they can do with the offensive possession right after this. You're listening to the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Football is brought to you in part by Dr. Caitlin Toso, Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505. And by Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas and Brian Portner and staff wish all area teams good luck.
Area High School Sports is brought to you in part by Emporia State University. Hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at emporia.edu. Murphy Agra LLC, serving the local agricultural community. See Murphy Agra for all your fertilizer and chemical needs in Strong City and Lebo.
Back in Hartford, Tegan Trahoon, Brett Daniels, as Madison gets set to kick it away off the pick six by Lane Darbrough, gives them a 46-point lead over Hartford, 52-6. 3:45 left to go here in this first half. Darbrough gives her the boot. It's back. This time, no miscommunication here by the Jaguars. As, oh boy. Well, there to get it for Hartford was Renner, and he got taken out at the legs by Cohen Luthy.
That was a great play down the field right there. Hustle all the way, broke down, made a nice play.
Luthy, the junior, seeing some valuable minutes here thus far. As Coach McMillan had mentioned before we started this ball game, he's still trying to figure a few things out, offensively speaking. I think maybe he still might have some questions more than answers after this game, as some of his guys are really stepping up big on all areas here.
I would agree with that. They've done a nice job.
3:40 left to go in this opening half. Smith.
Hey, put Cruz in
the shotgun. Gets the snap. He'll go to Keenan Ritter with the short pass. He'll get about a yard of one, and that's it. Wow, I can't count tonight. They're actually going to say he got three on that. So a pickup of three off the pass from Smith. It'll be a second and 7 from the 14-yard line.
Coach McMillan feels comfortable with where his lead is right now. He's subbing in some young guys and giving some guys a chance to get some experience and then giving him a chance to take a look at some younger players here too.
Again, he's still trying to figure some things out. It's not a bad chance. Make your mark. Smith in the backfield. He's got Renner behind him. Gets the snap, backing up towards the goal line. Long lob pass, another interception.
Cade Hurlbert.
This one, as you said, will go to Cade Hurlbert, who will be knocked out of bounds at the 15 near the sideline. We get a flag in the backfield. Going to see what this is from the white hat. See who it is.
Uh-oh, that's going to...
They're going to say holding on Madison. Or... was that the call? Trying to make out.
Okay, yeah. Trying to make sure it was after the interception there. And yeah. Yes, it was. Trying to figure out what the penalty is here. I think you're right. I think it was
you signaled holding on Madison. But yes. As you could probably hear from the coaching staff of Madison, they were trying to confirm it was after the interception, and they're going to say it was. So the second straight drive that ends in an interception, but thankfully for Hartford, this one does not end in a pick six. So they still have some life here. If they can get the stop and then get the ball back, they still have a chance to extend this game past halftime.
Agreed. Unfortunately, they just keep giving Madison the short field, and that just makes it easier and easier as you get the momentum in your direction.
Well, but what we're seeing from Coach McMillan is he's trying to give some of his younger guys some experience. So,
yes.
You know, you want to get them experience because they're inexperienced, which can play to the I'd say, help of Hartford. That can only help them having inexperienced guys on the field.
Yes. He's got his young guys out here on offense. Second team, looks like.
Here we go. At the quarterback position, it will be Cade Hurlburt, the man who got the interception, as
26.
He will hand that off to Ethan Hall, who will pick up a decent gain there of about 3 with 2.5 left to go. Once again, another impressive carry there. I actually give him 5 on the carry. You know what? I've been wrong twice. Let's just do it again. Give him 4, according to the point there. 4-yard carry brings up 2nd and 6 from the 16. Snap goes to Hurlburt. He hands it off to Colton Ish, and Ish will drag it down right near the first down marker. I think they're going to give it to him. Yep. That's going to be a gain of 6 yards. 1st and 10. That'll be 1st and 10 at the 10-yard line. 1:45 left to go in this first half, possibly the game, and Madison in no hurry to get to the line. That first down might have done it.
It's like the Madison coaching staff had a little talk with their offensive linemen here and got them lined out on blocking this forefront.
Cruz Leisure takes the handoff from Hurlburt and scampers in for 6 more. The freshman in the score sheet tonight, Cruz Leiser. And he cruises in. That would be about a 10-yard carry, I'm going to say. Correct. From 10 yards out. Is it too soon to call him the cruise missile? Just a freshman. We'll let him earn it, but I'm just saying.
Well, I tell you what, I had an opportunity to watch him in junior high, and he's a very smart, very talented young man. I think he's got a bright future here.
He's got some educated feet, I'll give him that. Hurlburt gets the snap on the two-point conversion. He'll hand it off, and running right up the gut through the defense is Cohen Luthi. And it's now a 54-point lead, 60-6. 1:26 left, and it looks like Madison may be headed for their first win of the season at the half.
I tell you what, I give a lot of credit to these young guys from Hartford tonight. They've done a great job of trying to stay in there, and they're battling.
Hartford will try to answer back right after we take a quick break here on the Area Game of the Week. You're listening to coverage here on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Paul Dean, Attorney at Law, providing quality and experienced legal services since 1997. Call Putnam and Dean at 620-342-2662 and make the right legal decisions. By Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today, 620-794-1229, to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. And by Van Gundy Farms, your area Hogemeyer seed dealer, serving the greater Lyon County area. Proud sponsors of all area athletes.
Back in Hartford, Tegan Trahoom, Brett Daniels. 1:26 left to go in this first half, possibly this ball game, as Madison leads it 60-6. Darbro. Correction, sorry.
We're going out of bounds.
Becker Bollinger, actually, with the kickoff. That's going to go out of bounds, and we'll get a flag here by the official. So looks like Hartford will get favorable position to start this possibly final drive of the game. And I will remind you, their only score of the ball game did come off that inherent kick
right
by Lane Darbrough earlier on. So this is actually, this could bode well for the Jaguars. I'm getting the shush from the Madison assistant coaches up here in the booth. Didn't think I'd call them out on the air, but I'm going to.
I tell you what, I think Hartford's got nothing to lose here. Let's go out here and let's run some things that you definitely want to work on and try to give yourself a good look at you know, what you can do here in the future.
You know, a minute 26 in the real world, not a lot of time. Minute 26 in the football world, that's a lot of time. You can still do something with it here.
Trying to figure out what we're doing across the way here. The we don't have the flags set where they're supposed to be.
there we go.
All right, now we got it.
It'll now be first and 10 from the 28-yard line of the Jaguars as they trail 60-6. Smith in the shotgun, single receivers right and left, actually trips to the right. Smith, as we get a flag in the backfield, he'll complete the pass. I'm going to say, actually, that's not a completion. I think Nolan Trester was out of bounds when he pulled that one down. And we're going to, it's not going to matter. They're going to get holding on Hartford.
Yeah.
So that's going to set them back.
Our defensive end there did a great job of getting the edge, and then he forced that hold.
Well, we go from a favorable first and 10 to now a first and 20 for the Jaguars with a minute 20 left possibly in this ball game. They trail 60-6.
It's actually going to be a little bit more than that, Tegan. That's a spot foul, so it's from the spot of the penalty.
Ooh.
So that penalty turns into about a 13, 14, almost 15-yard penalty.
First and we'll call it 25 from the 14-yard line. Smith, again, now twin receivers to the left, single receiver to the right, gets flushed out of the pocket. He's going to have to tuck it and run. Juking and jiving. Allie Smith making a play, and he'll get brought down right at the 30-yard line. He gets leg tackled pretty hard there by Cohen Luthy, but not before he erases the penalty. Clock under 60 seconds now. I wonder if we're going to get a timeout here by Coach Kistner, if he's just going to let it run.
Well, that right there is where Smith is dangerous, and Luthy made a great open field tackle there on a very fast young man.
45 seconds, low snap. Smith drops back. Bomb down the field. He's got a wide open receiver. No, it's another interception for the Bulldogs. This one again in the form of Cade Herbert.
One man
Herbert
to beat.
Gets a block. One man to beat, almost gets tripped up, and he falls into the end zone. Yes, it's a pick six for Madison. The second pick six of the ball game, this one.
That one for 55 yards.
Goes to the sophomore, Cade Hurlbert. And Hurlbert hurls it on. Not my best work, Coach, I know.
That's a good one.
Thank you.
That's a good one. You made me laugh.
I can hear Michael Deeker all the way at home just going, my goodness, I need to get back on this broadcast. And, well, that's likely going to do it. As Hurlbert, 55-yard pick six.
Well, that's one of those passes that you're going to throw in a desperate situation. We're trying to make something happen there.
In Allie's defense, that was a beautiful pass, and he had a wide open receiver. Herbert really just came out of nowhere. 2-point conversion try now. Low snap goes to Herbert. He'll keep it, lateral it, right side to Colton Ish, who gets swallowed up by Tyson Bolson. No good on the 2-point conversion, but it doesn't make much of a difference. It's a 60-point advantage. With 26.1 seconds left to go here in this first half, we're going to go ahead and keep it right here.
The unfortunate part of when you get in this situation where you're forced to throw the ball is you get defenses that will rush three, put five guys back. You can only run four out on routes, so it makes it tough to get easy looks.
Well, that possession by Hartford took exactly 1 minute off the clock. unfortunately, it made the hole a little bit deeper. 26.1 left to go in the kickoff to the area game of the week season here on Country 101.7 FM. Madison's going to improve to 1-0 to start the season, continue their regular season unbeaten streak. How many years would that be now, Coach?
Andrew. On which one? I'm sorry.
Well, when's the last time the Bulldogs have lost a regular season game?
It's been 5 years.
5 years.
Yeah.
Only loss has come in the playoffs the last several years, and you got to think that was probably on the minds of these guys coming in, knowing they've got a 5-year unbeaten regular season streak, and they rose to the occasion. You got to give them a lot of credit. All the players really rose to the occasion.
Most definitely, and the fact that it's a league rival.
Yeah. Kick will go into the hands of Tyson Bolson. He'll get swallowed up at the 27-yard line and brought down. 19.8 seconds left in this ball game. 66-6 the lead for Madison. Again, they will improve to 1-0 on the season. Hartford will start things off 0-1, but I got to give some credit, too, to Coach Kistner. I mean, this was not the easiest debut matchup for him at all.
Agreed.
And I think he really rose to the occasion. He gave Madison some fits here and there. I mean, it really took a while for the defense to settle in here. I think you got to tip your cap to him, and I like how the future for Hartford football looks.
I think Coach Kistner brought a great plan for tonight's game, and I think they did a lot of nice things. It's just one of those things where you got some young guys, and they got to learn to execute here a little bit.
Smith tries to find Bolson on the left side with the swing pass, and it'll go through his hands, hit the deck. And it'll bring up 2nd and 10 from the 26. Clock stops at 16.9 seconds. Madison. Curious to see if Hartford might kneel it here or maybe keep going for it.
You know, I think early in the season like this, I like what Coach Kistner's trying to do. He's running some plays here. Look, this sets you up for late games when it's a tight ball game. It gives you a chance to look at some plays and see what you got.
It's what my old hockey coach used to call a real-life practice.
Exactly.
Bolson gets the handoff. He'll scamper up to about the 33, right near the first down marker. Not going to get a timeout. 5 seconds left to go, and that's going to do it. Your final score, Madison 66, Hartford 6. Point them here at the half. We're going to step aside. We'll get into our Longbine Auto Plaza halftime show, then get into the Rich Door Company postgame show. You're listening to coverage of the area game of the week here on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Angela Blankley of Coldwell Banker Emporia Real Estate. Thinking about buying or selling? Now's a great time to call Angela, 620-344-6368. Howie's Tire Shop, proudly serving the Olpe area and beyond. Located at 3 West Highway 99 in Olpe, across the street from the Chicken House. And by Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service. Serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me, did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Angela Blankley of Coldwell Banker Emporia Real Estate. Thinking about buying or selling? Now's a great time to call Angela, 620-344-6368. Howie's Tire Shop, proudly serving the Olpe area and beyond. Located at 3 West Highway 99 in Olpe, across the street from the Chicken House. And by Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service. Serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations.
Area High School Football is brought to you in part by Dr. Caitlin Toso, Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505. And by Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas and Brian Portner and staff wish all area teams good luck.
Area High School Sports is brought to you in part by Emporia State University. Hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at emporia.edu. Murphy Agra LLC, serving the local agricultural community. See Murphy Agra for all your fertilizer and chemical needs in Strong City and Lebo.
It's time now for the Longbine Auto Plaza Halftime Show, brought to you by Longbine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet and Buick dealer in Emporia, driven by longbineauto.com.
Everyone's transportation needs are different. Everyone knows that. That's why at Longbine Auto Plaza, we're ready to help you find the right vehicle and provide you with the best customer service available. Or if you're looking for a pre-owned model, we have those too. We'll even be glad to make an offer to you on your current vehicle if you're wanting to sell it. Our award-winning service will help keep you on the road. So come see us or visit us at www.longbineauto.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Paul Dean, Attorney at Law, providing quality and experienced legal services since 1997. Call Putnam and Dean at 620-342-2662 and make the right legal decisions. By Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today, 620-794-1229, to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. And by Van Gundy Farms, your area Hogemeyer seed dealer, serving the greater Lyon County area. Proud sponsors of all area athletes.
Back here on the Area Game of the Week, Tegan Trahoon joined by the coach, Brett Daniels. As your final score, Madison 66, Hartford 6. Taking a look here, some tremendous outings for this Madison squad as Hayden Helms, 6 of 8 for 62 yards on the night, one touchdown pass to Gavin Ish. Bryson Turner finishes 136 yards, 12 carries, 3 touchdowns. That's unofficial. We'll get into the stats here a little bit later as the Hartford Jaguar dance team entertaining the crowd here. An early night, but still plenty of time for some dancing, Coach.
I think so on the Madison side for sure. They had a great night. You know, offensively, I thought they started off just a little bit slow, but they were kind of getting a feel for Hartford's defense. But I'll tell you what, Hartford brought great defense early in the game, and
very true.
I think they just kind of got wore down. Coach Kistner talked about conditioning in the pregame show, and I think, you know, 12 players, I think they did a great job of hanging on as long as they could. I think eventually they just got wore down.